Hello, welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice. My name is Peter Stewart, and we're talking about the faster read. And today what I thought we'd do is look at the different messages given off by talking particularly fast. What kind of circumstances and what are people reading into a fast talker? Now, there aren't hard and fast rules about fast talking and what it means, but you may just want to consider some of these suggestions I'm making so you're perhaps getting over the right message subconsciously that you want to be getting over. So, the message given off by talking fast. Fast talkers are often seen as confident and clever. It's almost as though they've got so much great content to share, they can't wait to get it all out and share it with people. Alternatively, they could be perceived as nervous and excitable, unable to control themselves, letting their tongue run away with them. So think of the message you're giving when you rattle off like a cattle market auctioneer: verbal dexterity or internal insincerity. And if you give the impression that you're nervous, then might the audience perhaps pick up on that and feel nervous themselves? Faster talking might suggest action, excitement, urgency, energy and pace in the script or the character. And that mood can be conveyed to the listener as well. We're talking about kind of voice acting. And voice acting isn't necessarily a drama script necessarily or a voiceover script. It's also voice acting when you're a radio presenter or a podcast presenter and you're trying to get over a message and you're trying to exude perhaps excitement and life and energy into maybe a special offer you're talking about, or a competition, or a latest song, or something of that nature. And phrases and sentences read quickly may suggest that they're throwaway or contain unimportant information. That may be what you want the listener to feel. It's boring, background, blah, blah, I've said it all before, but I've got to include it. In which case, great. But it's incongruous to quick-fire, complex content. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.